Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast, where we draw strength, inspiration, and divine direction for the day ahead. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. It's always a joy to share these few minutes with you. Today's topic is one that never fails to lift hearts, transform moods, and shift atmospheres. It's titled, The Power of Praise, and our Bible text is from the book of Psalm, chapter 22, verse 3, which says, But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. This verse reminds us that praise is not just singing a song. It's where God dwells. It's the atmosphere of his throne. Some years ago, I read the story of a woman named Terry Law, shared in his book, The Power of Praise and Worship. He was a missionary who lost his wife unexpectedly in a car accident while on assignment. Naturally, he was broken, discouraged, and almost ready to quit ministry. But one night in his grief, as he wept before God, he felt an urge in his spirit to just lift up a song of praise. At first, it made no sense. How do you praise in the middle of pain? But as he obeyed, something supernatural happened. The heaviness began to lift, his heart found peace, and he received fresh strength to keep serving. Later, he said, I discovered that praise is the language of faith, and it is impossible to stay defeated when you learn to praise God in all circumstances. Friends, that's the power of praise. It changes the atmosphere and it changes you. Let me ask you this morning, what do you do when life gets tough? Do you complain, grumble, or give up? Or do you choose to lift your voice in praise? The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 18, Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. That's radical praise. It's praising God not because everything is perfect, but because he is faithful. Friends, you may not understand what's happening right now, but here's the good news. Praise has the power to open prison doors. Acts 16 verses 25 to 26. When Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns, the chains fell off, not just theirs, but everyone's. Could it be that your praise today will not only set you free, but also encourage someone around you? Let me ask you again. What if instead of complaining about your situation, you made a choice to praise God in it? Remember, Psalm 34 verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That means praise is a lifestyle, not just a Sunday morning activity. Take a moment to reflect now. What is one area of your life where you've been silent or complaining instead of praising? Today, I want you to take at least 5 minutes, yes, just five, and instead of asking God for anything, just praise him. Praise him for who he is, for what he has done, and for what he will yet do. Play a song, sing your own song, or just speak words of gratitude. As you go today, say this with me. Today, I choose to praise God in all circumstances. I declare that his joy is my strength, his presence surrounds me, and his power is at work in my life. Chains are breaking, doors are opening, and testimonies are being birthed because I carry the atmosphere of praise. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us of the power of praise. As we step into today, fill our hearts with songs of joy. Let every heavy burden be lifted, every closed door be opened, and every discouraged heart be strengthened. I pray for everyone listening right now. May today be filled with favor, peace, and victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today on the Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a colleague, or a family member. Let's spread the atmosphere of praise wherever we go. Until next time, keep winning every day, and remember, there is power in your praise.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life. Right now.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.